Track 6.5. You will hear four people talking about museums they have visited. For questions 1 to 4, choose the correct option, A to E. There is one extra answer. You will hear each person twice.
1.
Me and my family went to visit my Aunt Charlotte the other week. She lives in York, so it's quite a long drive from home. My mum had the idea of doing something on the way back, so we stopped off at a museum, but you won't believe what kind of museum. It was a pencil museum. Yes, a whole museum dedicated just to pencils. I couldn't believe we were actually going to pay to go in. Anyway, it wasn't very big, so we didn't spend long there. It's not a place I would go back to, but it was better than I had first thought it would be. We actually had some fun.
2.
We went on holiday to Devon in the south of England this summer. And guess what? Yes, that's right. It rained all the time. Okay, maybe not actually all the time, but we didn't spend much time on the beach. As a result, we had to find other things to do. And one day, I found a small toy museum in a local town. The kids weren't very interested in it, but for me, it was like a journey back into my childhood. I'm not sure it's worth a second visit, especially because it wasn't cheap to get in, but I certainly enjoyed myself. 3.
Now, you probably won't believe me, but last week my husband insisted on taking me to a museum he had found recently. It wasn't a museum I would have chosen because it was full of road signs. That's right, normal road signs that you see every day on the way to work or school. I was happy to go, especially because my husband has a strange interest in road signs, but to be honest, I didn't really like it. There were lots of descriptions of the signs, where they were from and when they were made. It was all quite boring, really.
4.
My class went on a school trip recently with our science teacher. She didn't say at first where we were going, but then we found out it was going to be a museum, a light bulb museum. I thought she was joking, but she wasn't. Anyway, we spent about 4 hours in the museum, and in fact, there was a lot of information about how the light bulb was invented and developed. I think it could have been more interactive, but we definitely learnt lots about the subject. I wouldn't go again, that's for sure, but I suppose it was quite useful, really.